The life of a police officer is more than just 9 to 5. In a suspicious traffic stop, you call for backup, discover probable cause, follow procedure, arrest the bad guys, and survive to do it all again tomorrow. It's the stuff that real-life heroes are made of. This is the type of realism that game designer Jim Walls brings to Blue Force, the latest interactive adventure from Tsunami Media. Jim Walls has been designing computer games for over 5 years and brings to them stories based on his own personal experiences in law enforcement.
California, I was a patrol officer for 15 years. Worked from the Los Angeles area up to Mariposa. Four different officers. Yeah, the most intense time as a highway patrol officer was when somebody tried to take me out, tried to murder me, and after a pursuit around the town of Madera. And how I survived through that, I will never know. Somebody was watching out for me. It was in January, in the winter time, and it was 8 o'clock at night. It was in Madera. I got after this guy for speed. Make a long story short, I chased him to the town of Madera, and he stopped in the middle of an intersection, got out with a 357 Magnum, and started blowing the windshield out. And I was all this time trying to get out of my seatbelt, and he was running up on me to finish me off, and the car that he was driving happened to be stolen. I didn't know it at that particular time, but he started moving forward on its own, which distracted him. So it allowed me time to get out, and then we exchanged gunfire, then I hit him. But had not the car started rolling, I would have took a round right through the brain. So that was it. And I hit the guy, but I didn't even know it. He ran like a rabbit and down an alley. But they spotted him later at a shopping center with blood, you know, from his waist all the way down his pant leg. So then I had to pick him out of a lineup a few days later, and that's how we got him.
And how does Jim compare his computer games with the real thing?
Well, I don't know. I still think that doing the real thing is more fun. If you could get that's what we try to do, is get the realism in there. If you get that, if you get to the point where you could really put the realism in there, and I think we're getting there, that should be more fun. You know, to play the game and see what could happen and see what does happen. Without having to experience the real traumatic stuff that can happen to you. I don't know, it's right. The whole thing is fun. It keeps you occupied. I mean, if that's what you like to do. The danger element there is probably 10% maybe of your whole career. Life-threatening situations. For a traffic cop, it's the car stepping out and a drunk driver running over you, or a drunk driver rear-ending your patrol car when you're on a stop. That's the biggest threat for a traffic officer. But writing tickets are fun too. I mean, it can be very funny.
Here, Jim describes some of the process of incorporating hard-edge reality into a game design.
Well, I don't know. I just think the experiences that I had through the 15 years, and I don't know, just kind of able to just to let my mind flow and with the ideas. It just becomes fun when you're writing these games up. That's a fun part of the process. Because the ideas you get, and then you can work your own experiences into those ideas, and then get your the desired results in the end. And you, well, yeah, you don't get shot at for real. But I don't know. I think the technology is, I think in the near future anyway, will make this type of a game, you know, even more lifelike. It'd be nice just to get to the point where you can really have people, you know, sitting on the edge of their seat and biting their fingernails, you know, based on what they are actually doing in the game. It was, you know, to put my experiences in to the game and make it a blend of, you know, the hard, you know, street reality, you know, that a police officer faces, and then the humanistic side too, that, you know, that Sherry was good at adding to it. Well, Sherry's my partner. She co-designed Blue Force with me. And we've worked together for the past 4 years, you know, in other projects. And we kind of know how each other think. And it's a good blend. Well, I don't know. You know, when you read a book, if it's the type of book, you know, that you like reading, like a Joseph Wambaugh, I mean, I read a couple of his books, and I can really relate to them, you know, because at the time that I read them, I was a police officer. So you can put you, you know, his books put you right in there, put you right in the driver's seat. Well, that's what we try to do with the games, is to, you know, is to put you in the driver's seat, and then you get all the visual stuff out of it, so, rather than, you know, reading the book is your imagination. The real, you know, the real police stuff that's in this game is a little bit of the boredom of the police station, you know, what goes on there, and then, you know, out in the streets, the danger situations that we have built in, the hostage situation, and how do you handle that hostage situation, you know, it affects the outcome of it. You know, if you do the wrong thing, you're going to have the wrong outcome. And then other things too, like, you know, probable cause to search, you know, a suspicious vehicle. You kind of have to, you know, go along with the laws of search and seizure and kind of learn, you know, how those are applied when you do search a car. So there's things like that that are scattered through the game.
After playing a Jim Walls game like Blue Force, do people gain an understanding of what it's like to be a cop?
Well, I think that they can play a game and they can understand more, or have more of an understanding as to what a police officer actually goes through. You know, he's not gonna, he can't really experience the rush of adrenaline that you get in certain circumstances, and the emotions that you feel. You know, a lot of people think that a police officer is like a, you know, a robocop. He has no feelings, but, you know, they're human just like anyone else. I probably wouldn't join right now if I was 20 years younger, or maybe 30 years younger. You know, I wouldn't want to get out there knowing what they have to face now, and the rules that they have to abide by, that no one else seems to abide by, you know, out there, the bad people. But there's, you know, there's, it, you have to have it in you. It's just something that's in you that you want to do. It's the excitement, it's the accomplishments, it's, you know, to know that you're doing something out there, and you help people. You help people. You don't just throw people in jail. I mean, you're actually out there as a you know, as an aide, as, you know, someone that can, you know, that you can help people that that need help. I think that if I had to do all over again, I would like to be in a, join a large police force. You know, like LAPD or San Francisco PD. I think that because of the, you know, the different areas that you could get into, you could do traffic, you can, you know, get into narcotics, vice, you know, homicide, so many different divisions you can go into, and the diversity there would be a challenge, you know. It would, and I think, you know, I don't know, to me, I could get into each one of them, you know, would be a thrill to me. And, but, you know, as the Highway Patrol, your priority is traffic. Although, you know, you're trained to do all the other stuff at the academy. When you're out in the county somewhere, you have to. Yeah, I've had letters and responses from all over the country that how much or how well, you know, they liked the game and how they enjoyed actually playing the game, like, you know, like you have to be a cop to play the game. I've had a lot of responses. My advice would be to get an education first. And, you know, like everything else, technology is, you know, just going crazy. And, you know, to get an education and then become a police officer, you know, you have a much better chance of, you know, really doing what you want to do within the department and do a better job. You know, based on the fan mail that I get, I've had a lot of young people that has written to me and has told me in their letters that since they've played, you know, the games that I've designed, it's given them the desire to become a police officer. Female, you know, male and female. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm on the right track. I mean, now is a bad time to ask that question because with the Rodney King thing going, you know, because all you hear is negative, negative, negative as far as police officers. And, you know, it's a sad thing because when something like that happens, everyone gets the bad name. And that's not true. I mean, you know, the biggest majority of police officers out there are good, dedicated people. And they're actually out there serving the public. And that do a good job. They don't get enough publicity. It's all the, you know, whatever sells papers is what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that unless a person is directly, you know, involved with a police officer, family member, or something like that, they really don't get the correct perspective. I don't think. You know, our entertainment stuff out there is all, it's just full of that. I don't think there's enough of the real hard realism. It's just like, you know, getting back to books, Joseph Wambaugh, he put his experiences as a police officer, he really, you know, he put that into his books. You know, I just try to do the same thing in games, because I think there's, you know, there's way too much of the other shoot 'em up, never run out of ammunition type thing, super weapons, and never be able to get killed, you know, get into a firefight where you got, you know, you have different people shooting at you from 9 different angles, and you never get hit, or you get hit 3 or 4 times, you keep crawling, adrenaline, I mean, you know, you just make it some way or another, you know, and you finish off all the bad guys. It's just, it's good entertainment, but it's too far from you know, the realism of what life is really about.
But Blue Force is not just about being a cop.
You become a private investigator, plain clothes. I was just trying to break it up. I was trying to break the game up. I was trying to, you know, treat it, show that, and make, you know, the player that's going to experience Blue Force know what the rules that they have to follow, you know, as a police officer in uniform. And then show kind of the other side as a private investigator, one that, you know, could get away with maybe breaking a couple of rules here and there to get the job done. Just trying to get a, you know, a two-way feel. Well, I mean, it's just it's a different side, you know, to investigative work altogether. As a police officer, you're marked. I mean, you know, as a uniformed police officer, you're marked. You're out there in a uniform. Everybody that you pass has their eye on you, and, you know, and they're watching you. And it's just entirely different. If you're in plain clothes, they don't know who you are. And we don't want to really get too deep into breaking rules.
The latest breakthroughs in computer technology like video capture and computer rotoscoping allow Jim, as a game designer, to translate authentic police action into a true-to-life gaming experience.
It just parallels the realism that I want to put into a game. When you have video-captured actors versus, you know, cartoon-looking characters, you know, it adds to the serious complexion of the game. Well, the dream project to me would be actual virtual reality. That's what I'd like to put a game into that platform. Well, I would say like a first-person look that, you know, when you like have to draw your weapon, you know, you would see as what you would see if you were walking down the street and draw your weapon, that's what you'd see. And I think that would... I don't know. I think if you design the game right, I think that would be the one that would stick you on the edge of your seat and make you bite your fingernails. That's what I like to see. I mean, you could really actually, you could, you know, use it as a training module for police departments. I mean, you know, that's the fun thing about this job is, you know, the technology changes and it gives you more leeway, you know, to do what you really, you know, feel in your heart that you'd like to do. Just give, you know, I mean, every year that goes by, it seems like you get more tools. It would be nice to have something like on the platform of virtual reality that we were talking about just a second ago for training purposes. So they could actually get the realism of being walking the street, going down an alley, you know, and somebody all of a sudden, you know, pulling a gun or a knife or whatever and attacking the officer and their reaction and what they would do. Because it all boils, it all goes back to your repetitive training. And, you know, an emergency situation when you don't, you know, a life-threatening situation, especially to your own, you revert to your training. I mean, that's all there is to it. You do what you've been trained to do because you don't have time to think any other way. And so that's an important thing. I mean, a training module like that would save lives.
And what would a future Jim Walls game involve?
I would really like to cover a SWAT team situation. You know, that go out on these, you know, the hostage situations and the real loonies out there. I haven't really ever covered anything in depth along that line. Mm-hmm.